Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thanksgiving, you Americans, and if you're a Canadian or a Brit or somebody else, happy Thursday. Look, it's a great holiday. Adopt it. Canadians, I know you did it in October. That's on you. Do it in November like everybody else. And by everybody else, I mean America. From Country Living, some Thanksgiving jokes. I don't have late night for you, but I've got some really hacky stuff. Waka waka. Are you ready? What did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving Day? Quack, quack. What? Why did the farmer have to separate the chicken and the turkey? He sensed foul play. What key has legs and can't open a door? A turkey. Why did they let the turkey join the band? Because he had his own drumsticks. What happened to the turkey that got in a fight? He got the stuffing knocked out of him. Why shouldn't you sit next to a turkey at dinner? Because he will gobble it up. If you call a big turkey a gobbler, what do you call a small one? A goblet. Ugh. What do you call a running turkey? Fast food. What's blue and covered in feathers? A turkey holding its breath. What's the best song to play while cooking a turkey? All About That Beast? Ugh. Why did the turkey cross the road? He wanted people to think he was a chicken. Why was the turkey put in jail? The police suspected foul play. How come the turkey didn't eat dinner? He was already stuffed. What did the turkey say to the computer? Google, Google. And there's two more. I should just get out there. What do you get if you cross a turkey with a ghost, a poultrygeist? What kind of weather does a turkey like? Foul weather. From KMHO Radio back in 1971, KHMO Farm Director Dick McHargue. That's a real name. Dick McHargue emceed the whole Centennial Queen Contest. He needed to fill some time before the crowning of the Queen of the whole Centennial Queen Contest. So he told a story. It was about a radio station in Decatur, Illinois, that thought it would be a good idea to stage a promotion at a local shopping center at Thanksgiving time. It involved dropping turkeys from an airplane, assuming the turkeys would leave the plane, take flight, and land safely. This from 1971, this story. Just one problem. These were domesticated turkeys, which do not fly. If this story sounds familiar to you, yes. November 27, 1978, in an episode of WKRP in Cincinnati, General Manager Arthur Carlson is feeling a little left out of the day-to-day operation of his station since the change to the rock format. So he comes up with a Thanksgiving turkey giveaway promotion. If you've seen the episode, spoiler, you had 40-something years. They threw some turkeys out of the helicopter, and yeah, as God is my witness, turkeys don't fly. Fulcher wrote about this episode. It is called Turkeys Away. WKRP newsman Les Nessman is broadcasting live from the Pinedale Mall as it becomes clear what Mr. Carlson has done. In real time, everyone realizes Mr. Carlson has chosen to drop 20 live turkeys from a helicopter with a Happy Thanksgiving from WKRP banner attached to it above a busy shopping center parking lot. This does not go well. I'm laughing. I'm remembering a joke not recaptured here in Vulture where Les Nessman is like, and there's a banner coming out. It says, Happy Thanksgiving. And he can't figure it out. He's going, Thanksgiving from W. K. And you picture everybody else in the seat is like going, RP, come on, get over it. It's really funny. If you ever seen the video of the Hindenburg disaster, Les Nessman basically starts aping that, going, the turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. When his feed cuts out, Dr. Johnny Fever, running the board back in the studio, goes back to music saying, thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. According to the oral history of the episode, Hugh Wilson, the WKRP creator, said he based the plot on a similar promotion spearheaded by a station in Dallas, while staffers at an Atlanta station said they once threw turkeys out of the back of a truck in a promotion that also went awry. Both those stories are different than the one I told you about earlier in the episode. Part of the brilliance of the episode, we never actually see a helicopter or any turkeys hitting the ground. The entire picture of the scene is painted through Les's words and tone, which escalate quickly from calm and newsman-like to absolutely panic-stricken. It works better without us witnessing what happens, as we would if we were listening to Les on the actual radio. We're guided through the story primarily by Sanders' vocal expression, a wonderfully appropriate touch for a show about a group of people attempting to assert the relevancy of radio. From Rolling Stone, why Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song is a holiday classic. How about Johnny Mac putting together a themed episode today, huh? Some credit. Rolling Stone writes, there's so much to love about Thanksgiving, the piles of food, the expressions of gratitude. Do you hear me ripping off Trevor Noah's cadence here? That uncle that still tries to get a pull of his finger, the four-day weekend, etc. And yet, this late November feast of gluttony is the most underserved among the major U.S. holidays when it comes to songs. There's only one Thanksgiving song deep enough to rip the multi-layered joys of Turkey Day, and that's Adam Sandler's The Thanksgiving Song, a.k.a. Happy Thanksgiving. By the way, if you want to hear it, go to the Live by Live app. Look for the weekly comedy thing. That's the show I host there. The app's free. The show's free. I played it this week if you want to hear it. Rolling Stone says, sure, the comedian's Hanukkah song gets all the love. You know, there's not one, there's not two, there's not three. There are four Hanukkah songs. We'll talk about that next week. That gets all the love. But his Thanksgiving Day tune, which debuted November 21st, 1992 on SNL, wow, then appeared on his 1993 album, They're All Gonna Laugh at You, maybe even better. I didn't realize that song was that old. I thought it was like new-ish. Wow. Rolling Stone breaks down the lyrics. Love to eat turkey because it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. One of the most important rules of songwriting is to open with a line that your listeners can immediately relate to. And who doesn't love to eat turkey? Unless, of course, you're vegetarian or vegan, in which case you can easily substitute tofurkey without messing up the rhyme scheme. Genius. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Boy, Adam Sandler is hilarious. Rolling Stone writes, after finding common ground with his listeners in the first verse, Sandler throws a curve with a non sequitur, clearly influenced by the surrealist movement of the 20s and 30s. Andre Breton would surely be proud. Rolling Stone, better than Adam Sandler at writing, I'm finding here. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Rolling Stone analyzes that line, saying Betty Grable famously had a $1 million insurance policy taken out on her legs by 20th Century Fox. Sandler here may be subtly comparing the flavor of a roast turkey leg to the deliciousness of Grable's gams. I love what they're doing with this article. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Rolling Stone says it's no coincidence that Sandler salutes perhaps the greatest of the King's greatest hits compilations, 1959's 50 Million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong. Thanksgiving was a big holiday for Elvis. Not only could the man put away some serious grub, but six of his films were initially released on Thanksgiving Day in order to cash in on the long weekend. Well played, sir. Some classic Adam Sandler lyrics here, and you guys know, if you listen to the podcast, you know I love Adam Sandler and find him hilarious. How could you not with lyrics like, turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap, I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Rolling Stone reminds us. Sandler invokes the time-honored Thanksgiving tradition of sacking out after dinner. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. Whew. Anything that rhymes, Adam Sandler. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Daryl Strawberry. That's kind of a little dated now, Adam Sandler. Turkey for you, turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl VD. Also, kind of dated. No, Mike Tyson jokes? White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Another important public safety message from Sandler, who knows firsthand the dangers of operating a vehicle or other heavy machinery immediately after ingesting thirds at the dinner table. Turkey in the oven, buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teagues poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Rolling Stone says, finally, someone has the guts to come out and admit in this world that, yeah, that popular item used to soften the skin of infants has more than one usage. Let's leave that there. This is a holiday episode of Daily Comedy News. This just went dark. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Despite his injuries, the man behind the Candyman made an impressive comeback, which Adam Sandler clearly believes should serve as an inspiring lesson for us all. I am loving this episode. I might have to just rerun this one next year. Sorry, everybody, but this is good. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. And let's head for home with Adam Sandler's classic lyric. He's like Lennon and McCartney combined into one with gobble gobble goo and gobble gobble gickle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Whew, great job, Adam Sandler. Happy Thanksgiving. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Submerge with Dan Bublitz Jr. What could beer, boats, and biology possibly have in common? Well, they're all themes of the new podcast, Submerge with Dan Bublitz Jr. Now, being honest, you know, it's Thanksgiving. I might have recorded this one like a week ago, Dan. I don't know who you had on yesterday. Now, last week, I was digging Toy Robot Guy. I'm sure this week's guest is awesome, and I'm going to encourage everybody to get out their podcast app and download Submerged with Dan Bublitz Jr. so we can see who's on the new episode. Because I'm in the past, you're in the future. Last week, he had on Eric Braley from Toy Robot Magazine, and they talk Transformers, collecting Transformers. We led Eric to found Toy Robot Magazine. I mean, robots, dude. In every episode, probably the new one, too, Dan sits down with comedians, artists, and everyday people that submerge him into the things they love, sharing their passion for topics such as pop culture, hobby, science, sports, much, much more. Each week, Dan is joined by a new guest to share their obsessions and to learn something new. In season one, he talks with his old friend, Eric Braley, toy shop owner, about Transformers. In another episode, he talks with graphic designer Michelle Mildred about indie nail polish. And he talks with comedian writer Lisa Curry about boats and growing up at a family-owned marina. Submerge with Dan Bublitz Jr. wherever you get your podcasts. We should have uplifting stories today, right? How about this one from Yahoo? Tracy Morgan recalls thinking of his daughter when Tracy Morgan was in a coma. Don't worry, it ends well. Tracy Morgan turns out okay. But remember, he was in that horrible, horrible car accident back in 2014? Tracy spent 2 weeks in a coma and 5 months in a wheelchair. He also went through extensive physical therapy. He credited his then 10-month-old daughter, Maven, for helping the fight to come out of the coma. Tracy said, "People just don't come out of a coma. I had a fight. I knew I had to be here for her. I wanted to see my daughter. I've always wanted a daughter and have a female version of me, and I'm looking at it every day as she grows under my gaze, and I love her." He couldn't remember a lot about being in the hospital, but he remembered his rehabbing experience very well. He credited his physical therapist, Mary, for helping him to walk again. And she wasn't having it. She used profanity with me and everything. The first thing she said to me was, "I don't want to see you limping no more." Thank you, Mary. Thank you for getting me back on my feet. And from Spin, John Johnson back in 2018 won New York's Funniest Comic at the New York Comedy Festival. A victory he celebrated by taking the C train home. And if you're not from New York, if we ranked the various subway lines, the C train, it's going to fall pretty, pretty, pretty far down the list. Let's see. The green trains, the 4, 5, 6, those are pretty good. The 7's pretty good. C train? Josh Johnson said, I didn't feel comfortable springing for an Uber because it's not like I was set. I had fun and appreciated the opportunity, but it's one of those moments where you either start feeling yourself or you're okay. Like, I'm doing well. Very hot and cold here in America. I'm either a star or a failure, but there's so much in between that. New York's funniest was a beautiful moment where I was the funniest to people that I respect who were judging the competition. As bad as bombing can feel, there's no more encouraging aspect of comedy than bombing. Bombing feels so bad that it immediately weeds out people who really don't want to do comedy. I don't even think people understand just how bad it feels. There's a beautiful thing about bombing, though. It gives you the courage to continue in a way that's more sustainable. As bad as it feels, it's almost like you need it at some point. He is enjoying being a writer on The Daily Show and said, The Daily Show has been really good for me because it's been teaching me how to tell stories better and how to be more thoughtful and universal with my approach, not just with comedy, with what your story is saying. In the same way that The Tonight Show taught me the importance of not being precious, The Daily Show is teaching me how to be more universal in my logic and the interest of success. That is your comedy news for today. Normal episode again tomorrow. This weekend, I'm going to tackle some It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia stuff that I have wanted to talk about, and this seems like a good weekend to do that. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, or if you're in Canada, enjoy work. See you tomorrow.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.